It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. Trying to digest these Twix bars you had.
You're finishing off the Halloween candy.
I was saying your fun-size Twix bars are a little bit bigger than the fun-size ones I was handing out.
Well, at least you don't have any Twix up your sleeve anyway.
Nope.
Well,
and
we
proved that Twix aren't just for kids.
That's right. Were you out trying to bag the big buck this past weekend?
Or? I tried, but somebody made the comment that I was a fair weather hunter, and I'm agreeing with them. It was a little cold and wet this weekend.
It's got to be nice, and the deer have to come right up to you, so you don't have to go too far to get them.
Where we go, there was still a lot of corn standing, okay. So, you know, there's a lot of excuses.
Well, there's always the second week of deer camp coming up.
Yes. So,
yeah. We're going to get that song out here pretty soon.
Did you play the 30-point buck?
30-point buck? No, I didn't. How are you going to do that?
I
usually do. It's tradition, mm-hmm. You know, but I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting old.
If you want, I can recite it from memory.
No, that's okay. We'll say that next week. Okay. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Fred Paul Ernst. Fred was born on November 23rd, 1906 in Barkley, Nebraska. He passed away on January 12th, 1983. He entered active duty on October 30th, 1942 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army. He was 35 years old. I can't imagine going through boot camp at that age.
In pretty good shape.
Yeah. He was honorably discharged 3 years later on October 26, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was an anti-aircraft range NCO with Company D, the 335th Engineer Regiment. Took part in the battles of Normandy, northern France, the Rhineland, and Central Europe. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Good Conduct Medal, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, three overseas service bars. He spent just shy of two years overseas in Europe, and a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Fred, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to our vets. And, of course, Veterans Day is coming up.
Sunday.
I was thinking Monday, but Sunday.
Sunday.
And we've got a lot of programs, and a lot of them are Friday.
Yes.
And you're going to kind of give us a little rundown of some of the activities or the...
Well, they're area promotions
the,
that are taking
not
place.
Not the programs, but the promotions. That's what I'm looking for veterans.
Annually, I make a list of area promotions that local businesses, restaurants, stores are putting on for Veterans Day. I'm just going to go through a few of them. You added another one this morning.
I did.
To it. So, again, these are nationwide promotions. Some area businesses may not be participating, so please verify prior to making any purchases. Little caveat there. For retail businesses, we have Dollar General. There's locations in Appleton, Madison, Ortonville, and Clear Lake. Veterans, active military, and their immediate family members get 11% discount on qualifying purchases, both in stores and online, on November 11th. Again, this is a nationwide promotion, so make sure you talk to businesses before making any significant purchases. Home Depot, there's locations in Wilmer and Fergus Falls, offering a 10% discount to all veterans on November 11th. Home Depot offers a 10% discount year-round for active duty and retirees. From my experience, it's 10% year-round for veterans and military, but always check before you make any purchases. Target, locations in Watertown and Wilmer, Veterans Day military discount from November 7th to 11th. All active duty military, veterans, and their spouses and or dependent children are eligible to receive a 10% discount on purchases in-store and on Target.com. I'm a fan of this one. The Terry Redland Art Center in Watertown offers a complimentary print available to all servicemen and servicewomen who are able to physically visit the Redland Art Center and show a military identification card. Your VA health ID card would be sufficient for that as well. In the past, what they've done is, if If you're not interested in the complimentary print, you can get, I think it's 25% off a framed print, which I've
it's a good deal.
Taken part in. I've gotten a couple of the America the Beautiful series that are hanging in my office through that promotion. Tractor Supply Company, stores in Watertown, Flandreau, and Worthington, all active and former military, get a 15% discount on purchases on November 11th. Walgreens, Watertown, and Wilmer, 20% discount to all veterans and military personnel. For restaurants, and we got Applebee's, Watertown, Marshall, Brookings, and Wilmer. Veterans and active duty military receive a free meal from a limited menu on November 11th. Buffalo Wild Wings, veterans and active duty military personnel receive one small order of wings and a side of fries for free on November 11th. Famous Dave's Barbecue, St. Cloud, Sioux Falls, Fargo. May have to drive a ways to get to this one, but on Sunday, November 11th and Monday, November 12th, free two-meat salute with cornbread muffin and a choice of side. The Green Mill, locations in Wilmer, St. Cloud, and New Ulm, one free item from limited menu, dine-in only. Hy-Vee in Watertown and Marshall, veterans and active duty military members get a free breakfast buffet on November 11th. Little Caesars, pizza. Watertown and Wilmer, veterans and active military members receive a free $5 lunch combo from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on November 11th. That's a small personal deep dish pizza and a 20-ounce bottle of pop. Perkins, Watertown, Wilmer, and Marshall, free Magnificent 7 breakfast, which includes 2 eggs, 2 strips of bacon, and 3 pancakes. Starbucks Coffee, locations in Watertown and Wilmer, is offering veterans, active duty service members, and their spouses a free tall hot brewed coffee on November 11th. And last but certainly not least, we have the Grand Theater in Madison here. You said it was free admission on Sunday, November 11th?
Yep, for all military.
For all military. What are the movies playing again?
Let's see. It'll be Star is Born.
Okay.
And Bohemian Rhapsody. So a couple of good movies.
Oh. Let's see. Again, many other retailers and restaurants may be offering promotions for military veterans on this Veterans Day. For more information, you can contact our office or you can search the internet for Veterans Day promotions. That's where I got most of the list here. The big ones I looked at were military.com and OperationWeAreHere.com. There might be some information on Veterans Day and on the Veterans
Day. On the linkage line, do you think?
Yes,
okay,
maybe.
Well, yeah, what would that be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. It's still garden, no snow yet.
Yep, no snow.
Yep. Open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will say, though, that tomorrow will be closed. I have a meeting in St. Cloud at the VA Medical Center. It's their quarterly update meeting.
Okay.
And we will be closed Monday, next Monday, November 12th, in observance of Veterans Day.
Okay. So, I did want to put in a little plug here, too. I got the information here on the Veterans Day program Friday, November 9th, 10:30 a.m. at the Madison Marietta Nassau Elementary School Auditorium. And Greg Schmidt, Black Barrel Valley Superintendent, will be given the Veterans Day address. And we will have that one live on the air if you can't make it to a program.
Is there one at Black Barrel Valley School?
Black Barrel Valley has one. That's on November 9th at 2 p.m. The Corderas will be there, and there will be a lot of great music and a good speaker out of that one as well. So 2 p.m. on the 9th at Black Barrel Valley. And I know
Dawson
Boyd, I don't have that one handy here.
Okay.
These are the two that people have sent me the information on. I'll have to go out seeking the rest of them here, or else if you want your program promoted, you can email it over and we'll sure get it on.
Sure.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks, Josh. And we will see you again. Well, we'll through the magic of radio or else, or through
maybe
just do a live next week. We'll see what happens.
Yep. See what happens.
All right. Very good. Thank you much.
Sounds good. See you later.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time, right here for Vets Info on the Air.